The European Union yesterday pledged to give Pakistan €20 million in humanitarian aid to help cope with the aftermath of fighting in the Swat Valley. It also urged member states to set aside a further €45 million in aid from a reserve fund at talks that are intended to boost ties with Pakistan. The fighting between government troops and Taliban militants caused over 2 million people to leave their homes. Many of them are still living in camps. The only international organisation currently working in the Swat Valley is the International Committee of the Red Cross. Speaking from Pakistan, ICRC spokesman Sebastian Brack says they are doing all they can to provide help.
The situation is improving a little bit. There's been an effort to restart electricity in some parts of Mingora. Some shops have opened and the security situation has improved a little bit. But it remains quite bad, and especially there's been an accumulation, of course, of wants, of needs, over a month. Because for a month they basically had no more access to telecommunication, no more access to healthcare, and no more access to their fields, to shops. And even today, because of the volatile situation and the tight security conditions imposed upon the region, it's difficult for them to have access to all these things. So the ICRC is basically trying to fill the gaps. And we have all kinds of activities there. We've helped the hospital get started again by giving a generator and fuel and medicine. We're actually going to start a distribution of food aid this week to about 40,000 residents of Swat, mainly Mingora and the southern areas, which we've access to. Because, I mean, although things are improving now little by little, there are still huge needs which need to be taken care of in the short run.